Listen, first of all, a lot of people don't count the First World War because it was so long ago, okay? So just stop laughing. Second of all, is anyone else starting to think Trump might be guilty of some of the things they're accusing him of? For an innocent man, he sure does seem to confess to an awful lot of crimes. Welcome to the Comparison Group Podcast. Today is September 22nd, 2023. Ooh, Friday. It's Friday. Nice. So I see Biden's disappointing son got indicted. Huh. Now we can hear how the media is supposed to cover a political indictment in a fair, non-biased way. We know how conservative media cover Trump's indictments, calling them witch hunts. Show them how it's done, liberal media.
Let's start with the federal grand jury, though, the indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, on three felony gun charges, setting the stage for a possible criminal trial during the 2024 campaign. The historic indictment against the son of a sitting president comes after a plea deal fell apart earlier this year.
So there's no connection at all. I mean, this is a this is an alleged crime related to the purchase of a single gun. There's nothing about Burisma. There's nothing about Ukraine. There's nothing about foreign business. This is simply a purchase of a gun. This really strikes me as an abuse of the enormous discretion that a prosecutor has in deciding can you bring a charge, because here you obviously can do it. There is probable cause that a grand jury found, but should you be bringing the charges?
And really, if I may, how can those Republicans say everything they've been saying, which
because
has been ridiculous
hypocrites.
Every step
well,
of the way, but then say this?
I mean,
and I gauged Republican reaction and right-wing television, and they were acting, well, the hypocrisy is boundless.
But right now you have the president's son, somebody he loves deeply, somebody who has very publicly struggled with drug addiction, now facing these charges. You know, millions of Americans have dealt with family members who have dealt with drug addiction, who've dealt with alcohol addiction, who have dealt with a range of addiction. My bet is right now this is a heartbroken president in the White House who is worried about his son.
There's so many strange things. First of all, Abby Lowell brings up, I mean, they made a deal with him, then they broke the deal. I mean, are they going to be barred from doing that? Then you have, as Andrew said, you've got the Fifth Circuit and other circuits going, we're not actually sure that this law that he's charged in is even constitutional. And then you have the fact that in 2021, only 5% of the charges, these type of charges, were related to guns. It just seemed, again, that if his last name were Smith, you know what? He would have pled out a long time ago, and these charges wouldn't have been brought.
Well, Willie, the president is now part of a long line of parents across this country who have a family, a member of a family within their family, who's suffering from addiction. There are thousands of them from coast to coast. Too many people have been touched by addiction of their children. He carries that every single day. He also goes to work every single day as president of the United States, which is a 24/7 job. And the weight of the presidency is enormous. None of us can really factor into what it must be like to carry the responsibilities of being president of the United States. But hovering above that job each and every day for Joe Biden and Jill Biden is the concern and the constant worry about Hunter Biden. Trying to figure out, you know, will this set him off? Will this trouble him even more deeply? Will this get him back onto something that we don't want him doing? So they worry about that all the time.
Oh, give me a break. Why? Cry me a river. Can the media even pretend to be non-biased? I know it's right-leaning media, it's left-leaning media, but I mean, good grief, can they even pretend? And if you think I'm spending 30 seconds talking about impeachment, I'm not. I'm not. Because I'm not going to waste my time talking about something that even the Republican Party, as crazy as they may be right now, even the Republican Party ain't crazy enough to do anything that could potentially make Kamala Harris president. We all know that, don't we? Wouldn't that be funny if the Democrats said, yeah, yeah, go ahead and impeach him, and then in the Senate, they actually did vote to get rid of Joe. They're like, oh, thanks. We've been trying to figure out a way to get rid of Joe. Thank you. Nonsense. Let's get down to business. How well can you tell fact from opinion? Now, you may say, come on, comparison group guy. Come on. It ain't that hard. Now, maybe. I'll give you some issues, some statements, some information. Let's see if we think it's fact or opinion. See how we do. All right? Number one, fact or opinion. There is no evidence Joe Biden benefited financially from his son's business dealings. Uh-oh. We're coming right out of the gate with that one, huh? Is that fact or opinion? It has certainly been said a million times by some pundits and questions as a legitimate statement by others. So now, let's clarify here what we're talking about when we're talking about fact. We're talking fact as in fact, right? In other words, are we talking celibate as in celibate, or are we talking, well, yeah, blowjobs? What are we talking here, all right? A fact is a thing that is known or proved to be true. A fact is a thing that is known or proved to be true. The legal definition, the truth about events as opposed to interpretation. All right? That's the legal side of it. So now, do you feel the matter has been investigated enough to consider that statement proved to be true? Do you feel the statement is open to interpretation? In other words, what would you consider benefited directly? If Joe Biden was supporting his son financially during his struggles, did that support stop because of Hunter's business dealings? And would that be considered Biden benefiting financially? So questions. So would you assume the statement is opinion, but currently, based on what has been presented to us, is fact? It's a factual statement. I can prove to you Joe Biden has not been hauled into a court and had evidence presented showing a direct connection between his son and his business and his finances. I can prove that to you. It hasn't happened. We haven't seen it. So currently, and it may change, but at the moment, currently, it's proved to be true. No evidence has been presented of that thing. That thing that Joe Biden has benefited directly from his son's business dealings. Now, I know there's other evidence out there of a bunch of things that get talked about all the time on conservative radio. I know the witnesses, Tony Bobulinski, and what's the other guy? Devin something. What's his name? Devin Hooker, whatever his name is. Business partners of Hunter's that said, yes, Joe Biden absolutely did speak with his son about business. And yes, Joe Biden was in meetings with his son, or he did call into business meetings that his son was in. And yes, Hunter Biden did receive millions of dollars in foreign payments. So I know there's plenty of evidence that's talked about. There's emails, there's text messages, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff of evidence that Joe Biden knew what his son was doing, maybe had some sort of involvement in the business dealings. That involvement could be giving his son advice. That involvement could be telling his son, would you stop doing what you're doing while I'm vice president? Who knows? Who knows? All has to come out in an investigation, right? But evidence that Joe Biden benefited financially, we don't have it yet. So that makes that statement a statement of fact currently. All right. Moving on. Number two. And look, you ain't going to agree with all of these. You may not agree with any of them. So calm down. Number two, fact or opinion. Healthcare is a basic human right. Holy smokes. Who came up with these? All right. I did. Healthcare is a basic human right. That statement just smacks of opinion. I only include this one because it seems so many people believe in their heart of hearts this is a factual statement, but it abounds with the need for interpretation. What do you mean by healthcare? You're talking about life-saving healthcare or prescription drugs that keep my cholesterol in check? All humans have a right to healthcare, as in a right to life? What are you considering a human? Easy one here, right? That's an opinion. That statement is an opinion. Healthcare is a basic human right is an opinion statement. Don't get upset. We're only on number two so far. I don't get upset with opinion statements. Just because every woman I've ever been with has told me I have a tiny penis, I don't get upset because I know that's just their opinion, right? I mean, are you with me, guys, right? So, number three, factor opinion. You can't reason with unreasonable people. You can't reason with unreasonable people. Well, heck, that's got to be fact. It's right there in the word, unreasonable. Someone who is unreasonable can't be reasoned with. Well, if that's the case, why do we have hostage negotiators? Why do we have drug addiction centers? Why do we have suicide hotlines? Now, I imagine all of those people have to deal with folks who are being unreasonable at one time or another. I want a bus to take me and the hostages to the airport and a plane waiting to fly us to Mexico. Now, come on, you're being unreasonable, right? We know. So you try to reason with the person. Now, you might say, well, all right, come on, those examples, there's maybe a mental illness component or the person may be looking for a way out, making it easier to reason with them. If we're talking about trying to reason with a hard right conservative about spending or a hard left liberal on taxes or someone who loves Alexandria retail theft is a $200 crockpot Ocasio-Cortez, is it fact or opinion that you can't reason with people being unreasonable about their political positions? Well, I don't know. Changing someone's political views may be as hard as picturing Chris Christie in a Speedo, but because you've never done it, you've never even seen someone else do it, doesn't mean it can't be done. So the statement, you can't reason with an unreasonable person, is a statement of opinion, in my opinion. Next one. Fact or opinion, Joe Biden is too old to be president of the United States. Uh-oh. People aren't going to like this one. What's this going to be? Is that a fact or opinion? Joe Biden is too old to be president of the United States. Remember, a fact is something that is not open to interpretation, something that can be proved. Well, Joe Biden is being president right now, so it's an opinion because I can prove he is president. If he gets reelected, he's going to be president, regardless of his age. So the question, really, the interpretation, really, is Joe Biden's age affecting his ability to be president? Is he and will he be physically, mentally able to carry out the duties of the office? Will he be physically and mentally able to carry out the duties of that office, to do that job? Now, I hate to break it to some people out there. Those duties require more than just wisdom and experience. I know that's the big thing. Oh, with age comes wisdom. With age comes experience. I know that's the big thing that people are saying, but the job requires more than wisdom and experience. And sometimes you have to throw out your experience and look at things with a fresh eye. The wisdom you gained over the years may not apply to the 2023, 2024, 2025 problems the country's going to face. Is Biden limited on how many things they can put on his plate at one time? More limited than he would have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago? So the question becomes, not is Biden too old for the job? Would anyone his age be too old for that particular job, including Donald Trump, who's only 3 years younger? Now, let's be honest. People retire or change careers to something easier or cut back on work for a reason. Because it just gets to be too much. The job, the work, it just gets to be too much. And the jobs that those people retire from ain't the job of being president of the United States. The job, they keep telling us, is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Even when you're on vacation, you're not on vacation. You're still on the job, is what they keep telling us. So fact or opinion, Joe Biden is too old to competently be president of the United States. It's opinion. It's open to interpretation, but there's a whole lot to interpret there. Those are some issues I came up with myself, but let me give you a few from the Pew Research Center quiz. This is from years ago. I don't think I've ever talked about this before. I found this quiz a long time ago, and I always wanted to talk about it, but never did. But this is a quiz of, what was it? I think it was 5,035 people various backgrounds, various political leanings. All right. They asked the people in the quiz to identify fact or opinion. Okay. So let me give you a few from their quiz. Fact or opinion. Healthcare costs per person in the U.S. are the highest in the developed world. You got it? Healthcare costs per person in the U.S. are the highest in the developed world. Is that a fact or is that an opinion? That's a fact. That's a fact. Next one. Immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally have some rights under the Constitution. Immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally have some rights under the Constitution. Is that a fact or an opinion? That's a fact. All right. That's a fact. This is from Pew Research. This is their answers. This is not what I'm telling you I think or they think. They're telling you this is the actual answer. All right. Next one. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Is that a fact or an opinion? They consider that an opinion. Opinion. Another one. Increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is essential for the health of the U.S. economy. Is that a fact or is that an opinion? Increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is essential for the health of the U.S. economy. Fact or opinion? They consider it an opinion. Opinion. Last one from them. Government is almost always wasteful and inefficient. Government is always wasteful and inefficient. What is that? Fact or opinion? They consider it an opinion. Opinion? I don't get that one. But that's Pew Research. I'll post that to the website. I'll post the quiz, and I'll also post, I guess what you could say is a summary of the findings from the quiz, from the survey. It's really interesting if you're into that sort of thing. It's a good read. They get a lot of takeaways from this quiz, asking people to identify fact from opinion. I'll post it to the website, www.thecomparisongroup.com. You can go check it out there. Like I said, it was conducted on 5,035 people of varying political leanings and backgrounds. And one of the most obvious takeaways, both Republicans and Democrats were more likely to identify statements as fact if they favored their side or if the statements came from their preferred source of news. So no surprise there. You know, it was both the same, both Republicans, Democrats, you know, whatever the statement was, even if it was opinion, they were more likely to identify it as fact if it lined up with their political beliefs or if it came from a news source that they trusted or they regularly viewed. But there's a lot more takeaways from this survey that aren't as obvious as that, that are kind of shocking, if you ask me. I took the quiz and I got all of them right. Everyone right. I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging to you, but I got all of them right. But I was, you know, not too sure, not 100% on all of them. There's 10 total questions, I believe. And I might even been guessing on a couple of them, but I got them all right. But they found in the survey, roughly a quarter of the people got most or all of the questions wrong. All of the questions wrong. A quarter of the people. You know what? I should just read them to you. What are we here for? Right? I'm going to make you go to the website, look it up. I should just read all the questions to you. It's only 10. Hang on. Hang on a second here. Let me see. Okay. Which ones did I give you already? Let me see here. I gave you the healthcare one. President Barack Obama was born in the United States. I mean, that's one of the ones. Again, this is from several years ago. Fact or opinion. Barack Obama was born in the United States. Obviously, we all know that's opinion. He was born in... No, I'm kidding. That's fact. Immigrant, I gave you that one. ISIS lost a significant portion of its territory in Iraq and Syria in 2017. Is that fact or opinion? ISIS lost a significant portion of its territory in Iraq and Syria in 2017. That's a factual statement. You know, I mean, people who may not have been up on the news at that time maybe would have got that wrong, but okay. Next one, spending on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid make up the largest portion of the U.S. federal budget. Spending on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid make up the most of the budget. Is that fact or opinion? That's fact. That's fact. Again, I think that's a fairly easy one. I don't know. Next one, democracy is the greatest form of government. Fact or opinion, democracy is the greatest form of government. It's obviously an opinion, but I could easily see somebody getting tripped up on that one. That one might have been one that I said, I think I know this is opinion. I read that one, increasing the federal minimum wage. Immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally are a very big problem for the country today. Is that a fact or is that an opinion? Immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally are a very big problem for the country today. Is that fact or opinion? They consider that an opinion. I can easily say or figure where a lot of people would say that's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, you're not blaming or, I mean, I don't know. It costs money. It costs a lot of money. Illegal immigration costs this country a lot of money. How is that not a big problem? But they consider it an opinion. Okay. And then that last one, I read that one to you. Government is always wasteful and inefficient. Is that all of them? I think that's all of them. So that's all the questions. I mean, again, it's shocking to me that anyone would get every single one of those wrong where they couldn't tell whether it was a fact or opinion. But I mean, I guess it's possible. I guess my biggest takeaway and what I realize is nothing is ever a fact if you just keep arguing it. It seems like that is the strategy in our politics nowadays with a lot of things. Just keep arguing and it won't be a fact. Climate change. Is climate change caused by human activity? We don't know. The science on that's not settled yet. Just keep arguing it. Just keep arguing it. It'll just keep on, you know, not being a fact, not being clear. Is Joe Biden running a criminal organization? Just keep arguing it. You'll never prove that he's not if you just keep arguing it. Just say, act real frustrated and say, I guess we're just never going to get to the bottom of this. We can't get him to turn over his financial records. We can't get him to come and testify. I wish Joe would. Oh, my goodness, I wish he would. I wish he would just say, here, what are you looking for? What do you need? You need my tax returns, bank statements, whatever you need. I got it. Here you go. I would just love to see him do that. Because personally, I really don't think Joe has anything to hide at this point. I don't think he's running a criminal organization or has been running a criminal organization. I don't know that he could find his way from the toilet to the sink in the bathroom. So how is he running a criminal organization? But even if they did find something embarrassing in his bank statements, they get a hold of his bank statements and they find out, oh, look at this. Every Thursday, there's a charge to the stroke and poke massage parlor. Okay. All right. That'll be funny, but it would be worth it. It'd be worth it for them to find that just so that they didn't find anything else in his bank statements and his tax records. I would like to see it, but it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen. They'll advise Joe, no, don't stoop to their level. Don't give them any information. You'll just be playing right into their hands. And then the Republicans will just pound their fist on their desk in the hearings. We can't get to the bottom of this. They're stonewalling us. Never have we seen such stonewalling ever. Ever. What are you going to do? I'm ending the show. I'm ending it now. I'm keeping it short. I was going to get into some other topics, but next time, what's the rush? What's the rush? We got time. We got more episodes to do. Enjoy the weekend. Do something fun. Visit family. Go take out a loan so you can go to the supermarket and buy groceries. But don't you dare. Don't you dare forget to share the show. Oh, yeah. Share it on Apple Podcasts. Share it on Spotify. Share it on Google Podcasts. Share it on iHeartRadio. Share it on Pandora. Share it on Amazon Music. Share it everywhere you get podcasts.
If I searched this whole wide world, I'd never, never, never find me a girl who loved me.
I gotta remember to mention Instagram. Always forget Instagram. I gotta remember to mention Podbreed Network. Podbreed Network, that's the network I'm on. You can go find them in the app stores.
And I love, this love we
don't forget to visit the website, www.comparisongroup.com, and follow me if you want on Twitter, if anybody's still on Twitter, @comparison_show, @comparison_show. And that's it. That's all you got to do. You follow the show. You go to the website. You follow me on Twitter. You download the Podbreed app in the app stores. And you comment to me on Instagram and tell me how awesome I am. That's it. That's all you got to do. I'll see you next time.